My speaking and all our thinking be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. Today in England, the Queen, wearing her favorite color, bright yellow, gave out coins to 93 men and 93 women who had been selected from all over Britain. The coins are known as Maundy money. And since the 18th century, the tradition is that on Maundy Thursday, the monarch gives the coins to the same number of men and women as the monarch's age. The Queen is 93, thus the 93 men and the 93 women. My mother used to have some Maundy money, and I asked her what had happened to it when I called her this week. "Oh, Paul," was her response, "I gave it away." It turns out that the church we attended when I was a child was running a capital campaign for some renovations, and my mother gave it to the church to be sold. That is the problem with my mother. She always does the right thing. Before the 18th century, the obligation of the monarchs on Maundy Thursday was to follow the example of Jesus and wash the feet of their subjects, in particular the feet of their poor subjects. It's a tradition that is documented back to the 13th century, and it certainly goes back much earlier. It was observed in Tudor times. There is a famous painting of Elizabeth I washing the feet of the poor people. Henry VIII, can you imagine that, washed people's feet, as did Queen Mary. There is an account of Mary washing the feet of 41 poor women. Mary, at that time, was 41 years old. This is how it goes. Her Majesty knelt down on both her knees before the first of the poor women, and taking in the left hand the woman's right foot, she washed it with her own right hand, drying it very thoroughly with the towel that hung at her neck, and having signed it with the sign of the cross, she kissed the foot so fervently that it seemed she was embracing something very precious. She seemed to act thus, not merely out of ceremony, but from great feeling and devotion. Earlier today, while the Queen was handing out her coins, the Pope was washing feet in Rome. It's been his practice to wash prisoners' feet. And today he washed the feet of 12 prison inmates, all men, 9 Italians, and 1 each from Brazil, the Ivory Coast, and Morocco. Only the Italians were Christians. Before washing their feet, Pope Francis told them this: "The biggest must serve the smallest. He who feels biggest must be the servant. May this gesture that I make help us to be more servant-like with one another, more friendly, brothers in service. The word mundi comes from the Latin word mandatum. We derive our word mandate from it. A mandate is an obligation that is laid upon you. St. John's account of the Last Supper, which Will read earlier, contains two mandates that apply to all followers of Jesus. Ye ought to wash one another's feet. This commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. The first of those two mandates is a call to serve each other in absolute humility. And the second is a call to love one another with a love that knows no limits. In each case, we are following Jesus' example. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Jesus loves us even so far as to lay down his life for us. We are obliged to do the same. Those two things are mundi. This evening, gathered here in our holy space, we are poised to follow Jesus through 3 days. Tonight, he is abandoned by his disciples and left alone to face betrayal, humiliation, torture, and death. Good Friday is his trial, where an innocent man is sentenced to death, and Good Friday is also his crucifixion, his agonizing sacrifice of himself for us. On Holy Saturday, he lies in the cold, dark tomb. And then, on Easter Day, death has lost its sting as he rises to life again. Two threads that we will hear running through these 3 days are that our Savior serves and that he loves, thus opening the way for us to do the same. Amen. Thank you.